over the last couple months, we've had some very emotionally charged meetings because the public really vehemently opposed the statements that he made and that were in the Art Voice article.
Seals Nevergold pointed to the behavior of Palladino, telling reporters the school board is ready to move forward without the distractions Palladino has caused. But who exactly would fill Palladino's Park District seat?
The process is in place to replace a board member who has left for whatever reason, and we'll be sharing that process with the public. And so it does have to occur within the next 30 days. So information will be coming out to explain to the public how that process is going to take place.
Six school board members filed the application to the Education Department that called for Palladino's removal. But board member Patty Pierce, a minority member, had voted against the resolutions. However, she did appear at Thursday's news conference.
I didn't feel as though the actions that he was accused of warranted removal. I understand, though, that the commissioner's decision is the end all. And I am an elected board member that has to continue to work with my fellow colleagues, and I continue to do that. That's why I'm here at this press conference today. I'm not here because I feel that I scored a victory, but I'm here to say that I will continue to work with my colleagues and to move this district forward as we have been all along.
Board member Larry Quinn said he's disappointed by the ruling but was not surprised. Quinn tells WBFO News he believes the powerful New York State United Teachers Union has taken over the city school board, influencing the majority members. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.